Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Keep cool out there, folks. It's going to be a hot one.
We the people love summer baseball. The food is over the top. The cheers come from the chest. We came with friends, but we met new ones. We have seats, but we're standing. They say it's anyone's game. But from what we can see, it's everyone's. Baseball for the people.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Wow. Do you see Don Yeely there, my man, on VMix? From EPMC? Yes? Yeah. Don Yeely, Chief Medical Officer for UPMC. I hate to say we told you so, but we told you so. There's a couple things, and I'm not going to drag him into my opinions. He's just a brilliant doctor. But I'm going to opine here for 1 second. There's a couple things that irritate the hell out of me. The guy that doesn't water his plants and says, why did my plants die? The guy that runs out of gas because he doesn't believe in gasoline. The guy that dies from cancer because he doesn't like the fact that chemo makes him sick. The parents whose kids drop out of school because mom and dad don't believe in education. They think they'll learn it by putting their hands on the books. And then the idiots who refuse to get vaccinated and now kids are paying the price. And man, I've been preaching this. I've been calling Don Yeely about this because he's brilliant and way ahead of the truth about vaccination and being prudent. And now we've got everybody and their mother, I'm exaggerating to make a point, these friggin' measles cases. And I'm going to grab Don Yeely, the chief medical officer for UPMC. Sir, be honest with people. If I asked you even 5 years ago, Dr. Yeely, do folks in America get measles anymore? What would you have answered, sir? I can't hear him. I can't hear him. Don, we can't hear you, sir. Sorry. Don? Nope. Nothing. No audio, sir. Don, why don't we try calling? 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. Please. 866-391-1020. While he dials in, stuff happens. No big deal. He's just as relevant when he's on a phone line as he would be if we could see him. It's just sometimes we have little technical glitches. There he is. I'm going to ask him the same question. Good morning, sir. There we go. We got you.
I apologize for the snafu there, Marty.
No big deal. So, same question. If I asked you 5 years ago, Dr. Yeely, have you seen any measles cases? What would you have said, sir?
5 years ago, I'd say, Marty, I haven't seen a measles case in 20 years. I remember it from the beginning of my training, but it hadn't happened. And we had come as close to eradicating measles as possible. And we did that in large part because we had fairly effective and widespread measles vaccination programs. It's very safe and it works really well. The world was already beginning to change 5 years ago. So if you had asked me, do you think that'll continue? I would have been worried. Now you and I can see the reality of that worry.
You know doctors that have never seen a measles case, sir, don't you? Until now.
Absolutely. most younger physicians, and by younger, I mean anybody under 40, likely has not seen that very often, particularly if they don't have a primary infection-related practice. But that won't be the reality. In Pennsylvania alone, we have over 100 cases of measles this year.
Come on.
People will say measles is not a big deal. Your child will feel lousy. About 10% will have to go and stay in a hospital.
Whoa.
And of that 10%, another 5% might have serious illness and some die.
Wow.
Not a lot, but are any worth it? The complications, particularly in the lung, are not trivial. And measles spreads quickly. It's why the vaccine is effective. It really dampens the fire pretty quickly.
You've mentioned this before. It really spreads easily, does it not, sir? How's that happen?
The biology of the virus is such that it just attaches to people quickly. If we had 10 people in the office that I'm sitting in right now, and they had no immunity to measles, and someone put their head in the office and said hi to us, 9 of them would get measles.
Wow.
That's in contrast to, you know, influenza or even COVID now, where maybe a couple of people would pick it up. It's highly infectious. Every time we have an exposure like that in a healthcare setting, we go to great lengths to find everybody who came in contact and what their immunization status is because it's so infectious.
So Lancaster County is kind of the epicenter of this. They've got a ton of cases, about 60 schools reporting vaccination rates well below the threshold. In many of the schools, fewer than half of the kindergarten students were vaccinated against the disease. That's, and I'm just assuming this, sir, has to be an anti-vaxxer kind of narrative. Yes, sir? Yeah?
Well, it is people who maybe for good reason had question about, you know, all the care that their child gets.
Yeah.
But I'm fearful that they didn't get the right information. Those communities also have a lot of people who, for religious beliefs, may not be able to do that. The Plain communities are one like that. But obviously, it's way more than that. This vaccine has been around a long period of time. It's exceptionally safe, and it does a great job.
Wow. 7 counties, sir. 2,200 cases reported in South Carolina and Utah. This has to be concerning to you, does it not, Dr. Yealy?
It is. And I'm hoping that it's a wake-up call, not only for measles vaccination, but for many of the other infectious diseases that are around. There are a lot of illnesses that were focused in children that you don't hear about anymore. Pittsburgh was the epicenter for vaccination. We started the eradication of polio by developing the vaccine. That was just picked as one of the top medical miracles in the 20th century.
Yeah.
And here we are forgetting that lesson.
Hey, Doc, can I or my wife or my kids, do we have access? Just call your physician, boom, show up, get a measles shot. How's it work, sir?
If you went through a primary series and you're otherwise healthy, you may or may not need to have a booster on this. Measles vaccine is so robust that not everybody needs a booster on it. It's why we're focusing a lot of the activity now in children to make sure they get through that initial set of vaccinations, and then also in people whose immune system may need a little extra reminder. But yes, the first step is have a conversation with your physician, whoever your provider is, and say, hey, I'm worried about measles and what my personal protection is. What's the next best step? It's an easy vaccine to get.
Dr. Yealy, who actually was insanely helpful when I was sick as hell and in ICU in the last couple of weeks, this is a personal question. I had pneumonia. My wife said to me, hey, honey, should you get the pneumonia vaccine? What should I do, sir? Honestly, I don't know.
At our age, Marty, I think you should get the pneumonia vaccine. That helps fight off a bacterial infection, which is different than measles, which is a viral infection. But it's the same basic principle. Get your body, get your defenses in order before you get pneumonia. Now, there's not a vaccine to prevent every singular type of pneumonia. There's hundreds of different bacteria or viruses that can cause it. But what you can get is a vaccine that does most of the common ones. We called, when I was first training, pneumonia was the old man's friend because it was often the segue to death. Mm. You can actually avoid that now. You don't have to have death by pneumonia now.
My man, it's great information. We're just trying to get people to protect themselves and their families. Again, when's the last time you thought measles is gone forever? 20 years ago, sir?
5 years ago, it was gone, but I was fearful it was going to come back. Because at that point, I hadn't seen it in 20 years.
Wow. Don Yeely, the best. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
Bye-bye.
It's on you, folks. It's all on you.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Do you dream of seeing all 30 ballparks? We've got you. For the first time, MLB and T-Mobile offer you a chance to win trips to all 30 stadiums. Yes, all 30. The views, the food, the vibe, the adventure of a lifetime. With experiences you simply need to see to believe. Enter now.
Begin your journey to 30 at MLB.com/journey to 30 sweeps. No purchase necessary. Ends 9/7/2026. Restrictions apply. Food not included. See official rules for details.
No. What's up? The vaccine thing. You know what? I have never turned down the vaccine ever for anything. They saved my life with immunotherapy and chemo and radiation. I never said no. They saved my life. Again, I was in ICU. My blood pressure was 60 over 40. If anyone knows that stuff, I had a sepsis. And from what I'm told, that's kind of, you're kind of dead low blood pressure. And they saved my life with insane IVs with antibiotics. Seriously. And so to hear that folks are blowing, I kind of listen to the experts. I call Yeely. I have doctors that saved my life with chemo and radiation and immunotherapy, which was all experimental, the immunotherapy. And now I wanted to ask Don Yeely about the pneumonia vaccine because my wife mentioned it last week. 60 plus, I'm told you're supposed to get it, and I'll get that. What are we doing here, ma'am? Somewhere along the way, and I want to bring Patrick into this, we saw this movement during COVID where everybody decided that vaccines were dangerous, right? And Patrick, obviously it's continued on, hasn't it?
It has. And really, it even started before COVID. It was trending because of people's autism fears about vaccines.
Yeah.
If you remember that.
So
a lot of that's been debunked. There is no link between autism and
you're really
vaccines.
Good on this. He's in Arizona and Phoenix. He's been incredible team member because we got new info coming out of there. So Arizona kind of considered to be rather conservative. I'm looking at vaccination rates. They sit below the national average, which doesn't surprise you, does it?
No, it doesn't surprise me at all. In fact, Arizona trends very much lower in vaccines across the board.
It's interesting you should say
this. A lot of it's because different communities, like the Native American communities, there's lower access to healthcare in some of these places.
And conservative
less compliance.
And conservatism.
There are also a lot of people who don't trust them.
Yep. Check this out, to Patrick's point. Arizona permits personal and philosophical exemptions. I do not know that. Consistently rank in the bottom 20% of U.S. states, Patrick. Does that surprise you at all?
Yeah. It really doesn't.
Yeah.
Just seeing how it's laid out. And you know, we've seen this, even parts of Pennsylvania.
No, you're right.
You know, we have the large Amish clusters.
Well, Lancaster has this explosion of measles cases, to your point.
Yep. The Amish, the Mennonites.
No, you're
a
right.
A lot of communities like that don't. And that's also why you see those explosions in Ohio and also parts of Texas.
It's also kind of weird, my man, for you and I to be talking about measles, Because you heard Yealey said, I thought it was gone forever. And here we are. It's kind of goofy, isn't it?
Yeah. But, you know, having a child who was raised in the last, you know, 15 years in elementary and middle schools, there were large groups of parents who were completely anti-vax. They it's didn't true. Want their children to have it's any true. Vaccinations of any kind.
Hey, have you heard about the efficacy? Because I really wasn't made aware until I'm in ICU. My wife says maybe you should get a pneumonia vaccine. Have you heard or have you heard about that much?
I have.
Okay.
Yeah. In fact, my mother-in-law got one a couple years ago.
All right.
I did it during COVID because I'm a type 2 diabetic.
Yes, you are.
And
yeah.
when we didn't know a whole lot about it, we knew there was pneumonia that was coming up because of COVID.
Yeah.
But they've since determined that it has no link to, you know, the regular pneumonia.
I can't let you go to break without, what's the temperature right now in Phoenix, outside of Phoenix?
It's 97 right now.
Oh, nice.
A lot better than it was yesterday.
It's a cool breeze. What was the high yesterday?
118.
No, it wasn't.
It was 118 outside my front door.
Wow. Is that a record, brother?
And I did the little thermometer looking at the pavement.
Yeah.
It was 154 on the tile pavement.
No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my driveway was 154 degrees.
Oh, man, you got to... Let's do that every day if you get a chance. If you just shoot a video for me, I'd like to post all that, okay?
Sure.
154 on the pavement. Wow. Which, by the way, it's interesting to talk about, but if you put your dog on that, man, they could burn their paws big time, right?
Yeah. And just a couple of minutes, you can get second degree burns.
All right, folks. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Serious.
My boy Patrick is in Arizona, and I love having him out there. It's actually a great perspective. But can we just be real about something? 118 degrees sucks, okay? By the way, he's in an insanely beautiful house. I'm jealous as hell of his pool and the mountains behind him. I'm not disrespecting where he's living. But stop the crap that 118's a dry heat. Screw that. 118's 118, Patrick. 118 is 118 and 154 on the cement, dry or not. Is hot as hell, isn't it, sir? Can't hear you.
Is it the devil's anus?
Thank you.
It's hot.
It's hot. Florida hot. Jungle hot. It's dry heat. Good luck with that. All right. I want to play this clip. I talk about downtown a lot. And I was sent this clip. This happened yesterday. And with it, I was sent the question, would you want, you? And people think I pick on downtown, truth to power, man, the facts don't lie. Would you want your daughter working downtown right now if you heard this happened downtown? Listen.
Go to the 7-Eleven, 601 Penn Avenue. Employee called in. There were three teenagers trying to shoplift. They are no longer on scene, but they did spit on her and threw a slushie on her, so she would like to speak to an officer.
One more time, play them.
Go to the 7-Eleven, 601 Penn Avenue. Employee called in. There were three teenagers trying to shoplift. They are no longer on scene, but they did spit on her and threw a slushie on her, so she would like to speak to an officer.
How about that? Huh? No, really. Your daughter says, honey, I got a summer job. Where? 7-Eleven downtown. Okay. And then this happens. And by the way, at one point, the CVS downtown, and Patrick can confirm this, 7 times in one day, 10 times in one day, incidents like this, Patrick, it was that bad. Endemic, sick, out of control. Can't hear you.
Hey, that CVS was getting hit.
And forget your daughter. Patrick, would you want your son working in a business where these idiots spit on him and threw slushies on him? Would you want him in that environment?
Absolutely not.
No way.
What's coming next?
Right on. Stabbing, shooting, just beat the hell out of him.
All it takes is one person.
One person, one incident. I'm constantly beat up by folks who have a stake downtown that we spread negativity downtown. All right, and fix it. I've been pushing the mayor's office and his press person, Molly, who's a rock star. There are these two bathrooms they paid, oh, $1 zillion. They're beautiful. And the plan was, and Patrick, you can attest to this, people always complain there's no bathrooms downtown. So the city takes this Recovery Act money, Biden money, and they put in these gorgeous bathrooms right there on Smithfield, right, Patrick? Smithfield?
At Mellon Square Park.
Yeah, yeah. That gorgeous park. And at first glance, they're actually gorgeous. And they had some kind of timer in them. You couldn't stay in there. Was it more than, was it 15 minutes or 20?
Yeah, it was like a 15-minute timer. And at 15 minutes, the door would unlock automatically. So and, you had to get in, get out.
And so
we thought, around okay, in there and do your business.
We thought, okay, this is cool. Well, here we are. First, we get a video that they've been desecrated, decimated, toilet paper, syringes, poop on the walls, what you would expect from folks who don't give a damn about themselves or other people. And now, Patrick, and I'm checking with the mayor's office because they promised me they'd be opened three Thursdays ago. Still not open. So 3 weeks into this, no bathrooms at all. I ain't picking on the mayor's office. I'm blaming the idiots who were given an opportunity to have a clean bathroom and they destroy it. But Patrick, it proves we've seen this downtown. Unless you have a cop with a gun, seriously, man, standing outside the friggin' door, and even then it's not a guarantee. If you put a bathroom downtown, it's going to get junked.
If you put a bathroom without someone physically standing there monitoring it, it's getting trashed. That's what, $1 million project? Yep. Literally getting flushed down the toilet?
Literally. I was initially told they had some issues with the water pipes. All right, we're 3 weeks into this, man. Fix the damn pipes. I want to know why. And Molly with the mayor's office, she's a rock star, and she'll find out. And by the way, she's as irritated about this as I am. What happens is we say, all right, we have a solution. We'll give folks a place to use the bathroom. It's clean. It's modern. It really was nice. And they ruin it. Totally ruin it. Totally destroy it. Is that Insure again, the woman from Arlington Heights? Is it, Alonzo? Yeah. Yeah. And Max is my boy. He's been on this. He shot pictures again this morning, and it's still closed. And so what do you do, man? By the way, this is why half the damn restaurants downtown won't let you in there unless you buy something. Drug addicts overdosing in their bathrooms. Does she want to come on air? Huh? Something happened? Oh. Hold on, I should check. I just want to check. My dear friend Ichiro, who's at Arlington Heights apartment, the poor thing was living in a tent. Are they going to get you, my dear, into a better unit today?
I hope so. I really do. I hope that's what they're going to give me. They didn't give me no proof of a better unit. But they did give me a unit, but they didn't give me a safety proof of it. Not actually safety and proof.
Where is it?
Safe.
Where is it? Quality. Where is it, sweetheart?
They told me that it was Allegheny Dwellings. It looks like a little place like this. I've never been over there, so I'm not sure. But I hope it's not as old as this one, because if it is, it's probably not as safe.
Well, if I were you, I'd get to give them the benefit of the doubt on this and look at it. And if it's unsafe, reach out to me and we'll go at it again, okay?
I surely will. I'll definitely give them the benefit of the doubt, but hopefully they'll prove that it's safe, you know, Give me some paperwork that it's safe.
You
know, they still haven't given me paperwork on this place, on what's going on here.
No, so, I'm with you.
You know, I'm just here trying to get answers and, you know,
I respect your courage. Keep pushing and use us to fight with you. Keep me in the loop, all right, my dear?
I surely will, Morty.
All right.
I surely will. Thank you so much.
I love her. I love people like her. I love her courage. I love what the hell she's doing. And I know we're bouncing around, but she's important to us. The issue downtown. So the city says, let's put in these beautiful bathrooms right there at that Mellon Square Park, which is gorgeous. The bathrooms are beautiful. And within a month, destroyed. And now they've been closed for 3 weeks to fix a pipe. Can't blame the city. Can't blame the government. You can't put $75 an hour cops standing there with guns. I don't know what the hell to do. I really don't. I don't know what the hell to do. When you can't trust human beings just to use the damn bathroom and leave without destroying it, I don't know what you do. The restaurants won't let you in. Why? Dead bodies in their bathrooms from overdoses. Folks having sex in the bathrooms. I'm being blunt. I wouldn't. I don't want you in there doing that. I don't know what you do. I'll let you know what the city says about opening these bathrooms again, but I'm not optimistic. Leo Greta for dinner tonight. Leo Greta. Leo Greta. Why am I saying this? I sent the owner a text. His name's Greg. He's just a badass. He does everything, man. I sent him a text last week. I said, it's the best gnocchi, whatever the hell you want to call it, in America. It's fabulous, man. Don Carnegie. He asked me why I'm saying this. So we went to New York and you're kicking their ass, gnocchi-wise. Check it out. I was also texting with Rico, who's this wonderful, wonderful man who owns all the slices, and then he owns this fabulous new Italian restaurant, also in Carnegie. And he wanted to let me know that the restaurant's kicking ass and he's doing incredibly well. But and this is actually, by the way, relevant. He says, why? We've got this restaurant that we started that is all homemade, all handmade. He's working 16-hour days. He's in the kitchen. And people love it. I brought the whole family there. And my kids and wife loved it. And Rico is about as cool a man as you'll ever meet. Lucatino. All his own money, all his own time. And he says to me, I don't understand why people go on Facebook and destroy my restaurant and others. Rico, it's the bane of my existence. So if I make a post that reaches 2 million people, which we do, it happens a lot. We reached 30 million people last month. 1% of those people, if you were giving them all $1 million, they would bitch about the taxes. There's this underbelly of cockroaches that sit there drunk or high in their underwear in their mommy's basement, and they just find something to hate. What I suggest to you is what I do myself. F them. You do you. Do great food, great service, family environment. Bring your sons in there to watch, and the good will rise to the top. I tell the same thing to all my boys that own businesses. Don't get caught up in the hate. It's the one percenters, the cockroaches. They live in the gutter. They thrive in the gutter. Don't let them drag you into the gutter. You be you. Stay great. For some folks, though, for some business owners, and I know it gives Mark Sorreo a rash at Oakmont Bakery. They get very angry. You got to find a way to manage that or you'll choke on it. You just will. Most people are out there working their asses off doing great things. Just remember that. Stick to that.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's M-A-I-N-T-A-I-N-X.com, an Autodesk company.